Well, this could be the week that the Federal Reserve increases interest rates for the first time since last December after nearly 7 years at zero. Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. She's with us from New York. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And what are your thoughts at this point about how likely it is that the Fed will do it this week and increase interest rates?
I don't think it's likely this week. You know, we got just a mediocre jobs report in August. We have had somewhat weaker than expected retail sales recently and manufacturing data pretty soft. I think the Fed would much prefer to err on the side of caution and do nothing at this meeting. Right now, the bond traders are basically putting that the probability of a rate increase at just 20% or so.
And what are the risks of that if they don't raise interest rates right now and wait perhaps until December? What are the people who say they should be raising interest rates now saying about what could happen to the economy?
You know, what the big problem that the Fed faces is not what was once the traditional problem, which is you wait too long and you're going to foster inflation. That was always the worry. Well, we have very low inflation right now, and sure, it's ticking up a little bit, but I don't think that's the main concern. I think that the real issue here is twofold. One is that if the Fed waits too long, is it actually fostering an asset bubble? Maybe the stock market or commercial real estate has been one that we've been hearing quite a bit about lately. And that gets a little bit nerve-wracking because, you know, we hear bubbles and we think back to 2008, 2009. And if the bubble were to burst right now and rates are still so low, what does the Fed have in its toolkit? And that's the other part of the problem, which is many analysts say, unless the Fed starts to normalize rates, when something goes wrong in the economy, they just don't have as many tools available to them with rates really low.
On the other hand, what are the advocates of keeping rates low saying about why that's necessary?
A lot of economists are saying that we just don't have strong growth. I mean, look to the beginning of this year, the first half of this year, growth in the U.S., GDP, 1% annualized. That is not great. And even if we've seen a pickup here in the third quarter, there's no runaway growth that's going on. There are some who say that it's just too fragile a recovery to risk it. There's also some concern that the Fed raising rates as all the other central banks in the world are keeping their rates low or pumping new stimulus into their local economies could really mess up currency trading, and that could be very destabilizing. We saw some of that effect earlier this year. That's when the stock market corrected this year. I think that there is some belief that raising rates right now as the ECB, Bank of England, Bank of Japan, all putting stimulus into their economies could be somewhat destabilizing for global financial markets.
There are also criticisms of the Fed coming even from Donald Trump that Janet Yellen, the Fed chair, is being political about her decision not to raise interest rates up until this point or only one increase since the financial crisis, that she is trying to help the Democrats by keeping the economy going in this way.
Yeah, I don't see it being a political issue. I really don't. You know, if you look at sort of big Democratic economists, someone like a Larry Summers, right, who was a former Treasury Secretary, he's been critical of the Fed for raising rates even once. So there's clearly a rationale for keeping rates low. And frankly, I mean, is really the whole reason the economy's growing at this whopping 2% annualized basis the Fed? I think that's a tough case to make. I think maybe helpful, but not the only thing. I may be naive in this. I just don't believe Fed officials are very political.
And Jill, what about if people are listening at home and they're hearing what you're saying about what might or might not happen this week? Does it matter? Should people make any changes to their own portfolios?
You know, I always laugh because, you know, for the past umpteen months in a row, I've basically come on and said, Fed is very important, and people are very bored by this. However, before your eyes glaze over, I do want to remind you the Fed has probably the most significant impact on our financial lives than anything or any other body that's out there. You know, beyond the overall economy, we know that ultra-low rates have been really good for borrowers, right? I mean, you've seen people who are small business owners be able to borrow at cheap rates. We see people being able to refinance their homes or buy new ones. That's great news. Auto loans are pretty cheap. So that's good. But, you know, it's very frustrating when you hear about low rates if you're someone on a fixed income. And I think that my main concern right now when you ask about investors is not so much that you should do anything. I may be somewhat fearful of what you may have already done. So if you were a frustrated investor and you said, oh, I just can't get anything from my fixed investments, I'm going to shift more money into the stock market, I would be very careful. I think that people may be forgetting a little bit how scary a stock market drop can be. Please, before you make that jump and pull your hair out and say, oh, I hate these low rates, be very thoughtful about what risk would do to you and how you could really stomach the ups and downs in the future.
Jill Schlesinger, a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Great to be with you.